The Environment and Human Health. Section 2. Biological Hazards. Some of the damage to human health in which the environment plays a role is not caused by toxic chemicals, but by organisms that carry disease. Today, we have outbreaks of diseases that did not exist or that few people had heard of 100 years ago, such as AIDS, Ebola, West Nile virus, hantavirus, and mad cow disease. In addition, diseases that have killed people for centuries, such as malaria, tuberculosis, yellow fever, and hookworm, kill many more people today than they did 50 years ago. All these diseases are caused by organisms. One of the reasons these diseases are now widespread is that we have altered our environment in ways that encourage them to spread. The environment's role in disease. Infectious diseases are caused by pathogens, organisms that cause disease. Some of these diseases, such as tuberculosis and whooping cough, are spread from person to person through the air. Other diseases are spread by drinking water that contains the pathogen. Still, other diseases are transmitted by a secondary host, such as a mosquito. A host is an organism in which a pathogen lives all or part of its life. Table 2 lists the most deadly infectious diseases worldwide. Waterborne disease. Nearly 3/4 of infectious diseases are transmitted through water. In developing countries, where there is not enough water for basic needs, the local water supply is often used for drinking, washing, and sewage disposal. So the water is usually very polluted and is a good breeding ground for pathogens. The pathogens breed in water and transfer diseases directly to humans through water, or organisms that carry the pathogens transfer them to humans through the water. Organisms, such as mosquitoes, that transmit diseases to people are called vectors. The construction of irrigation canals and dams, particularly in the tropics, has increased the habitat for vectors. For example, the Three Gorges Dam in China has created a huge freshwater lake. This lake is the habitat of the snail vector for schistosomiasis, an incurable disease that has become more common in the area since the dam was finished. Cholera. The deadliest waterborne diseases come from drinking water polluted by human feces. Pathogens, such as those that cause cholera and dysentery, enter the water in human feces. These diseases cause the body to lose water by diarrhea and vomiting. Figure 10 shows a child being treated for dehydration. Cholera and dysentery cause most infant deaths around the world. Malaria. Another waterborne disease, called malaria, was once the world's leading cause of death. The disease is caused by parasitic protists and is transmitted by a bite from females of many species of mosquitoes. The mosquito vector lays her eggs in stagnant fresh water, which is where the mosquito larva develops. No effective vaccine for malaria exists, but preventative measures are used to control mosquitoes. Environmental change and disease. Many ways in which we alter the environment make the environment more suitable for pathogens to live and reproduce. For example, soil is often polluted with chemicals and pathogens. When soil erodes, these pollutants blow away and wash away with the soil and may contaminate areas thousands of miles away. Many parasites are spread through soil that is contaminated with feces. Hookworm, which causes acute exhaustion, was once common in the United States. People are infected by walking barefoot on soil that contains human and animal feces, or by consuming contaminated food or water. Figure 11 shows soil erosion in Nepal. In 1984, 87% of the population was found to be infected by parasitic worms. The high number of infections was most likely due to increased contaminated soil exposure caused by widespread erosion. Antibiotic resistance. Our actions cause pathogens to evolve resistance to antibiotics that are used to kill them. For example, in the United States, Large quantities of antibiotics are fed to livestock each year to speed their growth. As a result, Salmonella, Escherichia coli, or E. coli, and other bacteria that live in livestock evolve resistance to antibiotics. These bacteria now make thousands of U.S. citizens sick each year when they eat contaminated meat that has been improperly refrigerated or undercooked. We also use enormous amounts of antibiotics to treat human illnesses. In 1979, 6% of European strains of pneumonia bacteria were resistant to antibiotics. 10 years later, 44% of the strains were resistant. Tuberculosis, or TB, is another illness treated with antibiotics. The spread of TB in recent years is mostly due to the evolution of antibiotic resistance in the bacterium that causes TB. Malaria on the march. Insects that breed in water are the secondary hosts that transmit malaria. The mosquitoes that transmit malaria are found in the warmer parts of the world. Epidemiologists believe that global warming may increase the areas where malaria occurs. Figure 12 shows that malaria might spread across large areas of Central America, South America, Africa, and Asia. Malaria was common in much of the United States and Europe before the days of mosquito control. Now it is most common in tropical countries. Historically, malaria was controlled by draining marshes and rice paddies where the mosquitoes breed and by spraying with pesticides. Since the 1970s, however, mosquitoes have evolved resistance to most of the pesticides. Newer methods for controlling mosquitoes involve spreading growth regulators that prevent mosquito larvae from maturing into adults or that sterilize the female mosquitoes. Emerging viruses. In recent years, medical scientists have been focusing on so-called emerging viruses that were unknown 100 years ago. One example is AIDS, or Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndrome, which is caused by HIV, or Human Immune Deficiency Virus. Most viral diseases spread directly from one person to another. Often, the virus invades the body through a cut or through mucous membranes. We do not have many effective drugs to treat viral diseases, and the drugs that we have are only effective against specific viruses. Our main defense against viral diseases is vaccination. The problem with vaccines is that they are very specific and viruses evolve rapidly. When a new strain of a viral pathogen evolves, a new vaccine must be developed. Cross-species transfers. In recent years, scientists have discovered an increasing number of pathogens that have made a cross-species transfer or have moved from one species to another. For example, HIV and West Nile virus fall into this category. The pathogens that cause these diseases have lived for centuries in some species of wild animals and have done little damage. When the pathogens invade humans, the pathogens cause serious diseases. Some ecologists think that the ways in which we are altering the environment and destroying habitats ensure that diseases like these will become more common in the future. Examples of cross-species transfers. One example of pathogens that made a cross-species transfer occurred in Argentina. Herbicides were sprayed on crops in Argentina. The herbicide killed the native grasses and allowed other plants to invade the farmland. These new plants attracted a species of rodent that feeds on them. The rodents were carrying viruses for a hemorrhagic fever, which infected many of the agricultural workers. Hemorrhagic fevers cause hemorrhages, or internal bleeding, by breaking blood vessels. Hantavirus is an example of a virus that causes hemorrhagic fever. Influenza, or flu, is highly contagious. The flu virus passes from humans to animals, particularly birds, and back to humans again. Hong Kong flu gets its name from the fact that the virus was transmitted to humans from ducks bred in Hong Kong for food. Figure 13 shows a poultry market where the Hong Kong flu virus probably transferred from birds to people. Because flu is so easily spread from one person to another, epidemiologists predict that the greatest threat to human health may be the outbreak of a new, very virulent strain of influenza virus, which would spread rapidly through crowded urban populations. You've reached the end of this chapter. Before moving on, review the main points of the section by reading the summary. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions. Your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the lab exercise on the following pages. The chapter review and standardized test preparation will give you additional practice using what you've learned.